I have my Max 910, the shot glass, my coffee cup, my Gene Simmons stuff. Let's see, what else do I have here? I've got a gift certificate for something I probably can't use now.
I've got the my hair loss seminar.
My hair loss seminar thing.
Oh,
I've got business cards. How many business cards does everybody here have?
Oh, jeez.
I have like 500.
When I worked for Citadel Radio, man, I had like six different cards for one station. And that was like in a two-year period of time, I got six different
cards. Mine say the fan, and I never worked there.
Mm-hmm.
That I was the news director of the fan.
All right. These were in the box. All right. Now, these are... Here, Sarah. These are some photographs that were in my... This is my firing box. I'm going through the box of stuff.
What is this?
I believe... Now, I can't... I think...
Oh, there we go. That's the way it goes.
This,
see it, Tim? See what that
these
is?
These are photographs, and they appear to be surreptitious photographs taken down a woman's blouse. And she's not wearing anything underneath. Now, if memory serves... Tell me if I'm wrong about this. If memory serves, didn't someone send us these photographs after a listener party? And the guy's like, my wife and I want to know whose cleavage this is so we can hook up with her later. Can you please help me?
I think this was it.
And I can't, there's only one photograph when you can even tell that it's cleavage. It's all very fuzzy and indistinct.
Yeah, there's a little bit of...
Yeah, that's a photo that was taken with so much knowledge. That's an illegally taken photograph right there. I'll guarantee you that's exactly what that is.
Well, you know what? This girl needs to be taking better care of how tightly closed her shirt is anyway.
At a listener party, you kind of know that's the deal. You know what's coming. You
know
what I mean?
All women walk around topless at listener parties.
Seriously. All right. Well, we should probably do this. Let's take a break. I don't think we'll get to the top five today. But let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll hit the city desk a last time, and we'll talk about a few of the facts. We'll talk about a few of the frequently asked questions on the Rick Emerson Show, because I am updating the fact on the website. You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Don't go anywhere. Live from Portland on Johnson 970, part of the CBS Radio family.
Yummy, yummy, papa girls. Yummy, yummy, papa girls. Yummy, yummy, papa girls. Yummy, yummy, papa girls.
All right, it's the Rick Emerson Show. It's 503-733-2970. Aaron Johnson, 970. Like us in about 15 minutes. Phil Hendry Show at 7. Coming up tomorrow, Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine will be in the studio with us, etc. Rick, Sarah Dillon is the woman we all... Sorry, let me start again. Sarah Dillon is the woman we all wish we had. She's the salt in my pepper. She's the peanut butter to my jelly. The scramble in my eggs. Most of all, she's the nail stuck in my tire. That's signed Mike in Saraville. Sarah Dillon is the thinking man's arm candy. Says somebody, Larry. Sarah Dillon is something or other. I've lost it. This is from Air. Oh, I don't have the sound effect. Wait, hold on.
He's a rocky one. We used to win this.
Aaron. I gotta trim that. Says Sarah Dillon is the thinking man's Orion slave girl. Smart, alluring, and we men are all slaves to her perfection, except she's not green or from outer space. Blah, 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 blah. All right. Rick, dude, don't lie. You were online at 11:45 last night. I was checking... listen to this. I was checking out the new Rick Emerson webpage and saw the link to your spot of MySpace, clicked on the connection, and there by the microphone was the flashing little icon indicating that you're online. Is that true?
Yeah, you can hide it, or else you can have it. See, I'll show you how to hide it if you want.
Sons of bitches. Now, I might have... But it doesn't mean I was on, though, right? I just might have been logged in. Is it as long as you're logged in? How does it determine when it says you're online and when you're not? Is it just if you're logged in?
If you're logged in, but if you leave it on all day, like if you log in at your house and then don't sign out, it's just going to show you being online all day.
Yeah. Come on, let us know who were you chatting with at 15 minutes on the left side of midnight last night. Your listeners deserve to know.
Oh, naughty.
Well, I wasn't I was getting it on with a cheerleader.
Yeah.
I was talking to Ramrod 69.
Talking to a fangirl?
Yeah.
you mean literally or figuratively?
What kind of fangirl are you talking about?
One with the giant pad.
Are you wearing a maxi pad right now? What are its approximate dimensions?
That maxi pad was just... It was ridiculously huge. It was like up to her navel.
Does it have wings?
It was up to her navel. Totally. It was just...
It was like a diaper.
Okay. Let's see. What else do we have here? Rick, Sarah Dillon would be your fag hag if you were prettier. Now, not so much. Thank you. Why don't you post some pictures on your website of that vicious attack trained fluffy white poodle from which you were unable to extricate? I've learned the difference with the dog. I know the difference now. At the time, it seemed very... Let's go to Tim Riley at the City Desk.
Top the bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon. This is the City Desk News. Me, Tim Riley, reporting. It's about, 12 minutes. Make that 13 minutes before 3. Let's begin with the Saddam Watch.
Some people say that I'm a bad guy.
They may be right.
They may be right. But it's not as if I don't try.
Bum, 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 bum.
Saddam testified today for the first time at his trial, and the judge closed the court after the ex-dictator's speech called for Iraqis to end sectarian violence and fight the U.S. instead. Even as the judge repeatedly yelled at Saddam to stop making what he called political speeches, the deposed leader read from a prepared text, insisting he was still Iraq's president.
That's fantastic.
Let the Iraqi people unite and resist the invaders and their backers. Don't fight amongst yourselves. Then he praised the insurgency. In my eyes, you are the resistance to the American invasion. Finally, the Chief Justice ordered the session closed to the public, telling journalists to leave, please. The delayed feed was also cut. After nearly 2 hours, reporters were called back into the courtroom, where Saddam sat alone in the defendant's pen before the judge.
Now, is this why there's why we don't have any sound of Saddam talking?
Yeah.
Because of CNN, they've been providing, I have Saddam cuts. I don't really know what they are. They're not him, though. Mm-hmm. So he was there. He was there. They were broadcasting it, or it was on delay, but they didn't air it,
right,
or something?
It was on delay.
Weasels.
A former Iraqi leader then refused to answer questions from the chief prosecutor, demanding to see a copy of his testimony given to investigators before the trial began. Saddam, dressed in a black suit, read from his statements, insisting he was Iraq's elected president, and called the trial a comedy.
That's fantastic. I love that guy. So we still have yet to figure out exactly what happened to the information minister, though. What's his name? Baghdad Bob.
Oh, yeah. Whatever happened to him?
Because you remember, during the war, there were two guys during the war, which, during the official part of the war, that everybody loved. And one was Rumsfeld. Whatever happened to him? He just vanished.
He was on TV last night.
Doing what? Selling garden weasels or something?
Defending himself against what's going on there.
Oh, man. I miss that guy. That's one of those things I miss. I miss the daily briefings from Rumsfeld, because he's not doing that, right?
Nope.
Do they even talk to the press anymore at the White House?
I don't think so.
They sort of locked the doors and pulled down the blinds.
They send that boring guy that looks like an accountant out.
Scott McClellan. Yeah. Him and Baghdad Bob, who was... He was that guy in the war that there are no tanks in Iraq, and there's the tanks rolling in behind him. You will all die in the belly of motherless dogs. And meanwhile, his house is on fire in the background. That guy was fantastic.
All right. Yeah, he was. That's the Saddam
There's
watch.
There's your Saddam watch.
Forget the gadgets, invisible cars, and exploding spaceships. The next James Bond movie is going to be pure grit, real stunts, and a spy who fumbles a kill, falls in love, and dislikes violence. Casino Royale, the 21st movie featuring the debonair English super spy, takes Bond back to the start of Ian Fleming's series when he carries out his initial two assassinations and first earns his license to kill. There will be no computer-generated imagery. The prologue is in black and white to shake everything up. And the M16 agent, played for the first time by English actor Daniel Craig, will take a while to get to his trademark tuxedo. At the end, we've sort of honed into Bond, the emotionally shut-down, beautiful machine that Bond's become, says director Martin Campbell. But on the way to being the smooth, unruffled lady killer 007 fans have grown accustomed to, Craig is the first blonde Bond, and they'll clearly show a more human side to him.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no Q, no money penny.
See, what kind of a Bond film is this?
Yeah, it's Bond Light. And only a little bit of gadgetry.
See, the problem with that Bond thing is, there's the real distinct division between the Ian Fleming novels and the movies, and it sounds like they're leaning much more heavily on the novels, which is going to please all the hardcore guys, but the Bond movie fans are not going to like it all. Rick Emerson Show, who's this?
Hey, what's up, Rick? This is Palmer.
Palmer, how you doing, sir?
Good, man. Good to hear you guys back on the air.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Yeah, I had to take some time off this afternoon. I was like, oh, I can listen to Rick for a second. And I just wanted to say welcome back.
Thank you.
Glad to see that you're back in Portland on the air.
Are you going
to
be spreading the word for us?
Oh, I always do, and I'm just waiting for the moment that some geek starts getting podcasts out to us or finds a way to stream it.
I don't know anything about that. That would be wrong and something I don't have any knowledge of. It would be improper of me to encourage, endorse, promote, or condone that sort of behavior.
You would not want to do that. You're a company man.
I am a company man, and I retain plausible deniability of any such activity.
Good to hear you again,
Rick. Hey, tell two people about the show, Palmer.
Always.
All right, take it easy. We'll do one more, and then we'll break here. Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Pablo.
Pablo, how are you?
Hey, baby, I'm great. Rick?
Yes.
You complete me.
Okay. Are we going to make out now? I guess so. Guess he's on the way down here now. No, real quick, what's his name? Daniel Craig?
Yes.
So Daniel Craig, if you don't know Daniel Craig, he's the guy, if anybody saw Munich, he was the guy who wore like a lot of loud shirts and he was sort of the rugged lady killer guy in the Munich, and he was blonde and he was the guy who played...
He's not attractive.
I don't know.
He's also known in the tabloids for being the, Jude Law's best friend that Sienna Miller slept with when she found out that Jude Law slept with
him. Is he the ugly friend?
Yeah. He's like all stumpy and unattractive.
He's like the fat girl that hangs out with the hot girl. Because Jude Law, he's the pretty one. So, you know, you gotta have, he's the guy in the Munich hit squad that was like playing fast and loose with the rules and everything. So I don't have any problem with him. I'm not like the biggest James Bond fan, so it doesn't matter to me. But I know that those guys, they take Bond pretty seriously. All right, we got a break here. We'll break, we'll come back, we'll wrap it up. Don't forget, we got Likas coming your way at 3:06, Phil Henry at 7. Tomorrow on the Rick Emerson Show, we will get to the top 5 worst songs I found in my firing box. And Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine is going to be here tomorrow as well. You can always find all those details and updates at rickemerson.com. Back after this. Oh, where does the time go? All right, it's 503-733-2970. Make a note of it. We're back in 21 hours tomorrow. So Rick Emerson Show. We're here with Sarah Dillon and Tim Riley. We got Likas coming your way at 3:06, Henry at 7. Rick, regarding the whole Dave and Maddie thing, I think people are just desperate to insert sex into any situation possible. You and Sarah have a brother-sister thing going on. Not that I'm against good brother-sister loving. Okay? What people must be mistaking for sexual tension between you and Sarah is the sexual tension between me and Sarah. Fortunately for the listeners, it doesn't look like that tension will be released anytime soon, thus guaranteeing the success of your show based on this fact. Good to have you back, Rob something or other in Portland. I shouldn't give out his last name. He's probably... Well, Mrs. Rob being annoyed. All right, we want to thank Jim Roop. We want to kind of thank Gary Baumgarten from CNN and all y'all for tuning in. For Sarah X. Dillon, Tim Riley, and myself, as always, thank you for listening. Don't let the bastards grind you down. Like us next, Henry at 7. See you in 21 hours tomorrow at 12 noon right here on Johnson 970, part of the CBS radio family. See you tomorrow. Bye.